Blog Talk Radio.
These are the last days. These are the days we need him the most. Our chances are slim now. Narrow's the way not chosen by most. This could be our last call. There's no tomorrow for holding on to. So let's hold on to the truth. Perilous times have come. There's already those in tribulation. The fullness of times won't be long. But lovers of self more than lovers of God. And there's pride in the hearts of everyone. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as he overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as he overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. These are the last days, and we've been condemned by our own disregard for what inhabits our hearts. We're neither hot nor cold, but in our own eyes the temperature's right. Somehow we're living just right. We claim we have need of nothing, and yet we are poor, naked, wretched, and blind. We must be out of our minds. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as he overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. We need to repent and turn from our ways, and overcome as he overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. Our vision is impaired. We're looking for gold that's everything but pure. Our vision is impaired. We're striving for gold that's everything but pure. We should seek wider raiment that our nakedness does not appear. To those who have an ear, I hope that this is clear. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as he overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. We need to repent, turn from my ways, and overcome as he overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned.
You want to do background singing?
I thought so. Welcome, everybody, to the End Time News Report with the one and only Sister Marie and her sidekick, yours truly. And there's another wannabe sidekick here in the studio, but we're not going to let her sidekick today because she needs to go take care of some things, like her baby dog, like her little puppy, little Benji. Well, let me give you a rat update. Rat 1, Michael 0, Wolf Tracker 0. I laid out the glue traps last night. And, yes, yeah, seriously, they want my updates. Okay? You may not want my updates, but they want my updates. Check her out. No, it's not sad. People want the updates. Anyway. Anyway.
Oh, you're betting on the rat? Okay.
All right. Wait till you need something done, and then I'm going to tell you to go to the rat and get it done. Anyway, rat one, me nothing. I laid out the glue sticks last night, and, of course, he got caught on all four of them. Whatever it was got caught on all four, but he's a Houdini, and he got out, and he left all his hair on the traps. So I went out. I got myself some huge, I mean, some monster mouse traps that are just going to, you know, when they come down, he's going to be in heaven 2 seconds later. So anyway, I'm sure you heard by now, the Queen of England has passed on, and she has died, and she has transitioned. So let me bring on Sister Marie, now that the sidekick has done his reporting on whatever it is that is eating my stuff. As my children say, they ate Daddy's zombie apocalypse stash. And of course, when they're hungry, when it's the zombie apocalypse and they're starving, then they're gonna think that Daddy was a genius. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine. And you?
All righty, the Queen died.
Yes, yes. My phone's been going off here right up until showtime.
That's it.
You know,
the poor queen. So. The poor queen died. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Now everything's off the news. Now they're just going to be talking about Charles and his children and Camilla and Princess Diana all over again. And, of course,
yeah.
Charles is going to be crowned, I guess.
Oh boy.
I don't know how that works, but and they're going to be changing all the money
tomorrow.
Now.
I think it'll be tomorrow.
That they crown
him?
It's
only a day, I think. Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
They can't go without, you know, Prime Minister. Now don't you find that odd? On Tuesday, she just swore in a Prime Minister live.
Right.
A brand new one. She
mm-hmm.
said goodbye to Boris, brought the news
right.
lady in on Tuesday.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And Harry's in town, too, and his wife.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Over from America this week.
Sure.
So.
It's a lot.
Strange.
It's very strange. Mm. It's very strange that, you know.
And Charles was staying up there with her, of course, because she has vacation there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Better check the mouse traps. Better check the mouse traps.
Exactly.
Because
this is kind of odd.
It's kind of odd. At least, listen, at least you know where I stand. I mean, I told the mouse
mm-hmm.
we're enemies now. So, you know. And I saw a video yesterday of a little kid, and he had a BB gun, and he was waiting for a mouse to come out of the mouse hole. And then the mouse ran up his leg into his short pants. That was hilarious.
Oh, I
but,
said that before because I thought you'd find that funny with what you're dealing with. I heard you say that yesterday, and I thought, oh, I got to send him something.
Yep, that's it. That's where we're at.
On
that's
that
where
line.
We're at. So.
Oh,
yeah,
I was,
I
you know, we
odd.
Went out. We went out last night, and my dog, you know, I told Chico, I said, Chico, you got to
mm-hmm.
watch your sister. She's getting old. We're
right.
going out. It's our anniversary. We're going out.
Oh, happy
so,
anniversary.
Thank you. we came home, and Chico's sitting on the couch, you know, and the other dog's locked in or shut in the back bedroom. So I think what happened is the other dog went into the bedroom, and Chico shut the door on it. So there, staying
wow.
there while they're gone.
Wow.
Oh, but when I opened the door, he acted like, here I am, sister, to help you.
Sure.
I said, you didn't do a good job. You were bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Picking
sure.
on your sister like that. So, yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, it's odd about this. My, you know, I text my son. He's working right now. I text my husband, let him know. I text my daughter to let her know they're working. They're
mm-hmm.
all working. And I text my son because he's on the road working right now. And he said, what, did the new prime minister kill her? Tell who he thinks like. I said,
sure.
I don't know. Who knows? But it was weird. To me, it was really weird that Harry was in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been
yeah.
gone all year. This week,
sure.
he's in town, and I'm not sure he made it up there to Balmoral. I'm not sure he made it because Megan wasn't going.
Oh, Megan
so,
wasn't going. Oh.
No, she wanted to stay in London, I guess.
I see.
And
yeah.
So they were rushing, as you saw, everybody rushing in there, and I knew then when you see them all gathering, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
Something heavy was going down,
mm-hmm.
so.
Sure.
Yeah, but she just swore in the new prime minister on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
She was present for
that. Sure, sure.
Hmm.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's kind of odd.
Well, it is what it is.
It is
yeah.
what it is.
I mean, she's 96. It was going to happen. But it just seemed like when it happened, there's so many other things you could say about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, this is odd. That's
yeah.
odd. She didn't, like, just die in her sleep, you know, that we know of. We don't know, you know, what happened. But, yeah, it's just odd. To me, it is. That's all. That everybody was in town. You know, she was with Charles and Camilla. And we know,
mm-hmm.
I think it's odd because I know Charles' relationship with Klaus. Swab, you know,
mm-hmm. right,
and how he's push. So I think England is in for a big surprise, and I think, well, a lot of people are. There's many that are aware.
Sure.
But I can tell you right now that nobody wants Charles, but go ahead.
We're in for a surprise here, right? I mean, think
yep.
about it. We're in
yep.
trouble here. Yep.
Yep. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think next election, there's going to be a big uproar. So, you know, we'll see, if not before.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see.
Yep.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
A lot of events going on today. So
mm-hmm.
So this week we're going to continue our discussion with symbolism. So last week we had a discussion on Alice Bailey and her literal, that's a literal doctrine of demon. We can
mm-hmm.
point to her demon and say that's a doctrine of demons.
Sure.
And I always hesitate going into too much about Alice for that reason, because it is
right.
a doctrine of demon. And if you remember the song we did, The Age of Aquarius, you know, it begins with, this is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius.
Right.
The actual Age of Aquarius, and people differ on this now,
mm-hmm.
is December 21st. And some say it actually started in 2020, and some say 2021. Now, it doesn't matter to us Christians
at
all. Yeah? It doesn't matter
birthday.
To us Christians.
That's my wife's birthday. That's it. She's an Alice Bailey disciple.
No, she's
oh,
not.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I
now
better check her forehead
trouble.
Tonight to see if there's 666 on it.
She's going to kill me for this.
Oh my goodness. Now, that just connected the dots. That explains everything.
You are in so much trouble. And I will be too if you keep it up.
Well, she was saying that my rat report, was not important. And people are hanging at the edge of their seat waiting for the rat report every day now.
Yes, I was wondering how you made out. Oh boy.
Unbelievable.
That's terrible. Well, it doesn't matter to us Christians, but your wife tonight. But it matters to them. The age of Aquarius in their agenda translates to new spirituality. Now that should concern us. That's concerning,
right?
Because that's what they're looking to do in that. So, you know, a lot of people think that things have just changed overnight, but in reality, if you think about this agenda, it's been going on for a long time. If you look at the 60s, you know, when a lot of downgrade was introduced, and then you look at today, you can see, you know, how things have progressed, you know. So one definition I read is symbolism is the idea that things represent other things, which is certainly true in the symbolism today.
Right.
So they gave an example of the color red. They said you can conclude that it represents the color red, but you can also conclude that it means passion, love, devotion.
Right.
And like your spouse bringing you red roses, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
In literature, symbolism is used to convey a message without saying it outright.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. You should know that. You do know that. You write.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So secret societies use symbolism to announce their presence and to convey cryptic messages to the masses. Now, that's
right.
How they use symbolism. Now, we know the Bible also has symbolism. We know that, for example, it uses allegories, things like that, colors, you know. And that's used to pinpoint things to identify certain groups, I think. I mean, that's what I see when the Lord, if you think about the harlot church, for example, you know, God states the colors are scarlet and purple, you know. I mean, he identifies even the color of it. So, but that's totally different. We know there's poetic language. We know, you know, all kinds of things about the Bible. But we're talking about the secret societies. Now, for Alice Bailey and her former mentors, they hope to create, and this is what she calls it, a symbol embodying using universal spiritual symbols, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
But it does include the Masons, the Shriners, and other secret clubs. It's part of the coexist movement, which is paganism. Part, not all. But at the end of the day, everybody is together and coexist. That's the bottom line of it. So today we're going to discuss some symbols that, you know, you might not hear every day. And keep in mind, most of the symbolism today is nothing more than a resurgence, to me, of old paganism in one form or another. That's
right.
What it is. So throughout this, we'll have a discussion, you know, on the main topic today, which is the lotus flower. So at the end of the discussion, you know, we'll tell in detail what it represents. And I think all of this new age and all this with Alice Bailey is a form of Gnosticism or Gnosis, secret knowledge. That's exactly what it is with all this, you know, these groups and stuff. So do you have anything to say? I've been rambling on there.
Well, could we play the song for our audience who maybe doesn't know about this Age of Aquarius thing? It was a big hit by the Fifth Dimension. Can we play that
song
for them? All right.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, let them hear.
Yeah.
Not for your wife, though.
No, not for her, because then she'll start, you know, to convulse and I might have to throw, you know. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
let the sun shine in. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. We're there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
don't you feel old as dirt when you know all the words to that song?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I had to refrain from singing that. You know,
yeah,
how that
that's
goes.
Sure, that's a pagan song right there, but, you know, that's how Satan does it, right? He makes it a happy tune, and then before you know it, you know, you're wanting the sunshine to come in.
That's the moon is in the seventh house, and peace and love and harmony.
Sure,
that's the kumbaya.
Sure.
That's the new age kumbaya. Yeah.
Sure.
See, it was a dawning. It was just a dawning in the 60s, right? Or
right,
around
sure.
that time, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you made the point with that song. Thank you. You made my
point.
Well,
you know. Yeah, and think of the name of the group, The Fifth Dimension. I mean, wow, dimensions. Wow, woo. Way out there.
Yeah.
Based out, man. Far out.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I wrote that down when you said that, the fifth dimension, because there is something about the fifth degrees that we're going to talk about in a bit.
Yeah.
Honestly, and you just made that, when you said fifth dimension, I thought, wait a minute. And I'm thinking out loud here, and that's something that I'm looking at down here. So, yeah, we'll get on about that. So, anyway, we're going to play an audio, and it's called Lotus Trump / Your Comments. And now I have a disclaimer here. This audio is not intended to condemn or endorse any public figure. It's to show how elites, including political leaders, use symbolism and what those symbols represent. Now, we said all along that politics has no place in Christianity. And although politics do affect us, you know, the political climate affects us. But we know not to place our trust in any man, woman, earthly wisdom, you know, rather than Christ, because that can lead to idolatry. Idolatry can be connected to witchcraft. They kind of go hand in hand, but that's another story that we're not going into today. So in this audio, Hugo answers comments that he's received, both positive and negative. And he got 950 comments on this audio.
Okay.
So he's responding to them the best he can, you know, and answering questions. But he does know a few things about symbolism. But we know a lot more because we have the book, don't we? We have the book on symbolism. So, you know, one thing could mean another. Who knows? So we'll see. It's 19 minutes and 5 seconds long, so feel free to stop it as you like.
Okay. Here's Mr. Hugo Talks.
Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. So today, just for something different, I'm going to showcase some of your comments on recent videos. The news at the moment is so fake, it's just so antagonistic that I really can't be doing with it at the moment. So let's take a look at your comments and let's talk about them on the Glastonbury witchcraft video I did a couple of days ago. So, first comment. In the 80s, there was a large movement about satanic messages in music, playing records backwards, etc. Most of us regarded this as a huge joke. We thought it was stupid, and indeed many artists came out disputing it. Now it would seem those warnings were real. Yes, well, this would be what they called the satanic panic from the 80s, which has been in the recent Stranger Things show. I believe it was part of the plot in some way. And yeah, it's pretty much prevalent in the music today, especially in the videos. Well, I mean, while the music and the videos from the 80s that you're talking about were more done in a more of a sort of jokey way, what you see now in the videos by the main pop stars are much more darker, much more blatantly and overtly referencing satanic symbolism. And it's the pop music. I mean, it used to be metal music only. Now it's the pop stars, and this is coming really from the music industry, the control freaks who run the music industry, who I imagine are telling these artists what to put in the videos. It's like a blueprint. It's a bit similar to all of these countries in lockstep with one another. That's why all of these pop stars, their videos all follow the same satanic styles and themes. And these artists are probably so desperate for fame, so desperate for it, but also so scared to lose it when they have it, they will do exactly as they are told. Or as many suggest, maybe they are under some form of mind control or something. Anyway, next comment. In the film, The Holy Mountain, the Ascended Ones, after ritually burning the money, end up on Lotus Island. The KLF ritually burned money and then tried to get people to pledge their ashes to the People's Pyramid. So this is a reference to the 40-foot wooden lotus flower they burnt after the Glastonbury Festival at the stroke of midnight on Sunday. And the movie Holy Mountain, I believe, is from the 1970s. It's an art house movie. I talked about this film before. It's a spectacle. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly an odd, interesting-looking movie. It's an abstract art movie. Has, in my opinion, a very, very dark energy, this film. Nihilistic. It's depressing. It's absolutely rammed full of Masonic satanic imagery. Definitely don't recommend it. Also, I remember I looked up the director called Jodorowsky and found loads of Peekaboo Club-style photographs of him, you know, the one-eyed nonsense. So no surprise there. So, I can't remember the film, to be fair. So they have a Lotus Island in the film. Yeah, interesting. The KLF, a pop band of sorts, did a song with Tammy Wynette. Yeah, they have an ice cream van. Not really well up on that. Although I know they did this burning £1 million stunt years ago. And was that on an island? I'm not sure. Anyway, next comment. This is from someone called...
Okay, so break this down for us here.
Well, he's talking about things. He's bringing in the lotus. You know, he's talking about how it like at the Burning Man,
mm-hmm.
They have their own festival over in the UK, and you know, it's Glastonbury or you know, something like that. I don't know exactly
mm-hmm.
where they have that, but they had a symbol where they burned a lotus flower. Then he's talking about how it's shown in different movies and things like that, how it's prominent. Why are you seeing that flower? That's why he starts with introducing the different places, I think, that he saw that. And then he introduces a movie. You know, he talks about a movie that's dark. That was in the 70s.
Right.
So he's just kind of doing an overview of different things right now to bring in this lotus and
okay.
bringing it into where we see it today.
All right, here's
and why
more.
We see it today.
Okay.
Abkayo, I was looking for someone that mentioned the Lotus Ritual at Glastonbury. You were the first I have found, so I subbed. I've just put a video up that includes the Burning Lotus Ritual symbolically linked to Pet Goat 2 and the G7, or so it would appear. Keep up the good work. Okay, yes. Yeah, check that out, the Pet Goat 2 video, the animated video. I'm sure you're aware of it. I just checked this out. Yes, it does feature a lotus flower. Also, I meant to talk about this in the original Glastonbury witchcraft video. That Trump, he visited the Pope in 2017, and he gave him a gift, which was the sculpture of a lotus flower. As a gift at the Vatican. Here it is. POTUS loves the lotus, it says. So another coincidence. We've got the Lucis Trust featuring the lotus everywhere. We've got the lotus wand for rituals used by the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. the Aleister Crowley witchcraft cult. We've got the Burning Lotus at Glastonbury. And Trump gave the Pope a lotus statue. That's Trump, you know, the MAGA Trump, MAGA being the name of the highest status of witch in a satanic church, yeah? Also, the lotus flower was in Greek mythology.
That's pretty interesting about MAGA being the highest order in the witch's church.
It's the fifth? Yes.
Yeah,
and
I never
and
heard
here's
of that.
What, you know, you just mentioned the fifth dimension, the name
right.
of the song. And MAGA is the fifth degree in Satanism.
Pretty interesting.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So we're seeing MAGA everywhere, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's saying, oh, it's Make America Great Again. But actually, in Satanism, it's the fifth degree.
Yeah.
Satanists.
Sure.
That's a MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said the fifth dimension, I was writing this down because you see where my mind went with
yeah.
that. Yeah. So, you know, this logos is really everywhere. And people
mm-hmm.
would not even think about it, you know?
Right,
I
right.
mean, Trump giving the Pope a lotus statue, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that also goes with Alice Bailey, see?
Right.
That's a part of what they use.
Mm-hmm.
So there's meanings behind these things that only the initiated understand.
Right.
Unless we dig it out. They're initiated. We had to search
mm-hmm.
for it. You know?
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying? But they know what
mm-hmm.
they're doing.
Sure. Sure.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. All right.
No more mega hats.
There was an island where ships would arrive at, and once the men of the ship came onto the land of the island, they would eat the lotus flowers, and these intoxicating flowers would put them under a spell. These lotus eaters then went into a state of forgetfulness, became lazy and stopped caring, and just continued to eat the fruit from the lotus flowers. And they then never wanted to leave the island because they didn't care anymore. They didn't want to think for themselves anymore. All they cared about was the intoxicating lotus flowers. So mind control, in a way, it kind of alludes to that, doesn't it? Or alternatively, being fed stories to keep you distracted from anything but the truth. Okay, next comment. The lotus flower is often added as a logo as it represents peace and tranquility. Yes, it's a symbol for peace and tranquility. And if that is so, what did they do at Glastonbury with this symbol of peace and tranquility? They burnt it to the ground. They destroyed it by setting it on fire. Is that what you do with a symbol of peace? And if you remember at the Travis Scott Astro World gig, you remember, I did a couple of videos on it, they had imagery on the screens at the gig. They had clips of a dove on fire, a burning dove flapping its wings. A dove, of course, is also a symbol of peace. Next comment. The lotus flower is a symbol of the crown chakra, our energetic connection to the divine. Destroying it with fire is a suitable symbol for forced spiritual disconnection. Ho hum. So it seems that way. It's not a good sign, yet people just go along with these things, don't they? Go along with what they are told, not thinking for themselves. Whatever happened to discernment? Next comment. Great video. Interestingly, when Donald Trump met Pope Francis, he gave him a lotus flower as a gift. Yes, there you go. That is what I was just talking about. Next comment. You really shouldn't group everything in the occult as being evil or against humanity. The word occult literally just means hidden. And do you know why it has been hidden? Because the knowledge of the occult can not only be used for nefarious purposes, but also its original intention, and that is to be used to elevate humanity, trying to overcome this opposition we face. all whilst demonizing the occult, no pun intended, is like trying to figure out how to solve a jigsaw puzzle using only one piece. Do not let your ignorance of the occult cause you to be fearful of it. Now, I get quite a few comments along these lines.
Yeah, but that's like, saying you know nothing about the rattlesnake, so don't make any comments about it.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah, I take it that was one of the negative supporters. Yeah, you don't understand the occult.
Yeah.
And Hugo's saying, oh, yes, I do.
I don't want to understand it because I don't want to know the deep things of Satan. Jesus condemns those in Revelation who pursue to find out what the deep things of Satan are. So, no, it's prohibited, right?
Yep. Exactly. And that's one of the things that, you really need to watch out for now because a lot of these practices are just nothing more than occult practices, and in the church, even. These are occult practices, and we don't want to, we want to be aware of certain things, but not get ourselves involved. And I don't need to be aware of everything. That's why I wouldn't delve into Alice Bailey, deep, but I wanted to know who she was. We do this on, to look objectively at the thing, not to, teach anything. But Hugo's the same way, he doesn't, why would he want to know, But he's putting out there what the symbol means. As far as, remember in paganism, this is all paganism. There's nothing new under the sun. This goes back, forever. And it's something that's an abomination to the Lord. So, but he's making you aware that when they do, it has a total different meaning to them than it would to us, certain things, So it has a hidden meaning for them. So when he handed, I did find that interesting when he handed him that lotus flower, Why? Of all the things he could have gave the Pope as a gift, he gave him a statue of a lotus. Now think about that. Coincidence?
Sure.
I don't think so.
Right.
And understanding Mega, too, if you think about it. Okay.
Yeah, that's, it's kind of, it's quite creepy.
We're going to, when this is done, we're going to look at the complete dictionary of symbols just to go over, what Hugo may have missed there. But so far, he's pretty good at understanding what this means.
Sure, he is.
He's exposing this.
Okay.
I don't think I really use the word occult that much. That's the word they use to describe themselves. I mostly use the word witchcraft, and this is a good example of the comments I get. And they will say that all of this witchcraft is not satanic and evil, and that there are light Luciferians and dark Luciferians, and that I shouldn't lump it all together, or there are black magic, or there's black magic witchcraft, and there is also white witchcraft, and that one is very different to the other. One is good and the other is bad. And I'm sure a white witch, right, would make spells to bring people maybe good luck or good fortune or to wish someone well, something positive. But in my opinion, I mean, if you're doing witchcraft, whether it's white or black, it's still casting spells. I mean, if we look at it logically, is it not just cheating? If you're casting a spell, say, to bring yourself good luck or to find a lost pet or to attract money into your life, whether or not it works is irrelevant. You're still engaging in this activity to try to get an advantage over other people. It's a bit like distracting someone so you can jump the queue. I mean, if it does work, then you're going to get good luck or money, which is then going to come your way, and that will be over someone else getting it who isn't doing spells. You're gaining an advantage over others. Is that not cheating? I mean, you're trying to get advantage over others as opposed to putting in the work to get it naturally. No? Am I being unfair? Let me know in the comments. And talking of Trump and black and white witches and witchcraft, it kind of reminds me of the QAnon nonsense and the black and white hats that they go on about. To me, the QAnon is just a massive psyop. The most spam I get on Telegram, on my Telegram channel, which is completely obliterated with spam every day from bots, it mostly comes from Trump, MAGA, spam, QAnon crap. And as I've said earlier, you have the whole blood red hats, all of these people wearing this MAGA merchandise. And MAGA, it means the highest level of witch in the Church of Satan. MAGA means sorceress in Italian. In Latin, it means a witch. Of course, MAGA was also funded at the start by the billionaire Peter Thiel, who also founded Palantir, which aims to spy on everyone through the smart gadgets across the world. Palantir is named after the crystal ball belonging to the evil witch from the Lord of the Rings. QAnon PSYOP is another way of controlling the opposition. You saw me talk about this in the Trump New Age Doctors video, how it's connected to the New Age, which have the same beliefs and themes as the Lucis Trust and the Luciferians. It's all interconnected, and this QAnon Trump nonsense is spun to keep people spellbound. Many of the alternative social media platforms seem to primarily promote videos by QAnon propaganda agents. It's a huge network of controlled opposition. And this got me thinking about this character, Michael Aquino. Not sure if you've heard of him before.
Now, that other group, the one that starts with the Q, the QAnon, you always hear them that Pelosi and the Democrats are always going after the QAnon people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who these people are.
They're the MAGA people, the really Trump pushers, you know what I'm saying? And you have to be careful because, you know, we have to decide what is a, you know, that could be the, you know, the Jews. The Lord said the Jews were conspiring. They had a conspiracy. The Lord had talked about the Jews doing that once in the Word of God. But he said not to believe everything is a conspiracy. What the world believes is a conspiracy. The QAnon conspiracy, that's set out by this guy he's going to introduce. He introduced QAnon. And what it is it's a big conspiracy group. So you have to know the difference between a QAnon conspiracy and a real conspiracy, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's set out, and that has a lot to do with, I don't know, they talk a lot about trafficking and things like that. You know, everything's just kind of out there, wild.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when you get involved in that stuff, you've just gone down a big rabbit hole. That's all
right,
I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you remember a while back, I talked and I mentioned to you that I saw something that was disturbing, and I asked a brother in Christ about it. He said, we don't even go there. Even though part of that may be true, we don't, you know, I can't go there because that opens a whole box on something else, you know? So there's different things that are, you know, you got to know the difference. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in. You got to know the difference between the truth and the lie. So now he's going to introduce someone who actually is a part of that. And if you listen to this guy's background, what he does and his background, you're going to be a little shocked, I think.
All right, here it is.
QAnon propaganda agents. It's a huge network of controlled opposition. And this got me thinking about this character, Michael Aquino. Not sure if you've heard of him before, who seems to have had much of his information wiped from the internet. He is, was, I'm not even sure if he's alive, a highly decorated lieutenant colonel in the US Army. He's worked with NATO, the FBI, the CIA, NASA. He was chief military intelligence officer specializing in psychological warfare, PSYOPs. Along with that, he was also very high up in the Church of Satan with Anton LaVey. And then afterwards, he set up the Temple of Set. It's the same thing, a satanic order, which is still going today. Anyway, this guy, Michael Aquino, wrote a military document called From PSYOP to Mind War, The Psychology of Victory. This document was originally intended for the eyes of government policy holders only. Now, you can find this online and you can read it, but in it, it talks about how psychological operations are not just against the enemy, but for friends, enemies, and neutrals alike across the globe, it says. It states that the mind war must target all participants if it is to be effective. Mind war's effectiveness is a function of its own skillful use of communication media. It talks of controlling every facet of the media, both the mainstream and the alternative, and coercing the public through influencers and media pundits with opposing views, but both working together and leading the target audience to a set place where they believe they have made up their own mind to get there, where they believe they have come to decisions by themselves, but in reality, they have been coerced. They just don't realize it. Isn't that what's been happening to a lot of people? An environment, it says here, where the truth is irrelevant, is whatever they, the media, tell the public, using opposing journalists and fake news and staged events to create the desired outcome. So PSYOPs on the public, specially designed for the individual countries and individual demographics, would tie in with the witchcraft element, as that is in the use of spells, magic supernatural elements to control people, to get them to do things that are not in their best interest, to enslave themselves. Spells, as in the use of words. And it's interesting that this document was written by a chief of psychological operations for the US government, but who also was a high-ranking Satanist and witch, who obviously must do a lot of spells and black magic. And there's more about this guy. And there's a scandal in the 80s, I believe, around military bases in the US. This document was also jointly written with a guy called Paul E. Vallely, a US Army major, who a couple of years ago was involved with QAnon, as you can see here, promoting QAnon, basically. So as you can see, QAnon has PSYOP mind control written all over it. If we look again at this document, it has an interesting part here about influencers, okay? It says, audience and report is nothing that can be easily faked, if in fact it can be faked at all. Rapport, which the Comprehensive Dictionary of Psychological and Psychoanalytical Terms defines as unconstrained relations of mutual confidence, approaches the subliminal. Some researchers have suggested that it is itself a subconscious and even perhaps even ESP-based assent to an overt exchange of information. Why does one believe one television newsman more than another, even though both may report the same headlines? The answer is that there is rapport in the former case, and it is rapport which has been recognized and cultivated by the most successful broadcasters. So they are saying that these reporters will build rapport with an audience, and there will be many of them on opposing sides, with opposing views, with the aim to control and coerce everyone into the same place without them realizing. So they build a rapport with you, the audience, tell you what you want to hear for a certain time, and then when the time comes, we'll suddenly change tack and try and influence you into something new, whatever the agenda was originally. If they are good, the average person won't notice. This is something to be on the guard against. As I've said before, there is a network of media people who are building an audience, but they are doing this deliberately so that at some point they will try and influence you into believing a certain agenda. Once they gain your trust, they will try and convert you to their true agenda, which from what I see a lot is to support Trump. That will, they will do a switcheroo on you. They will suddenly say, oh, you know, that Trump guy, he ain't so bad. It could be the answer to all of our problems. Or they might start talking about positively about Elon Musk or something like that. That's something to watch out for, because I'm seeing a huge amount of people like this, as I showcased in the Trump New Age Doctors Network. And I know someone is going to say, well, how do we know you're not doing this? Well, would I be talking about it if I was? Would I be telling you, would I be warning you what to look out for? And to be fair, I don't change tack. I don't switch around my opinions. I mean, I pretty much have stuck to my guns throughout all of these videos, throughout all of this time. I mean, you can be rest assured I won't be doing that. I won't be doing any switcheroos on you, okay, because I'm not one of them, okay? Okay, look, I've gone off on a tangent. This was supposed to be about comments, but, well, I got a few in. Check out the Michael Aquino, if you're not familiar with that, because that is a very strange story, and there's a lot more there. I found it very curious that this Mind War PSYOP document that he and this other US military guy wrote can be linked directly to QAnon and Trump MAGA, etc. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. I'll probably try and do a few more videos like this, maybe one not for YouTube, where I'll tackle some subjects and comments.
So what do you think?
Well, when the QAnon thing come on, I watched a lot of people just go right off the deep end with that. They felt Trump was giving hidden messages to them through QAnon, you know, about the state of the government, things like that. Like there was his hidden things he found out that he was sharing. And I watched so many people go off the deep end. I do think it's used. I think it's used to build up this mega group. I think they get so wrapped up in QAnon and they don't realize they're getting wrapped up in the mega group, you see, that it's almost like a conspiracy cult, I would say, if I were to describe it, you know, and just like anything that was said, they believe that, you know, that these messages were sent out, and a lot of people thought it was Trump, but you can see who the guy is, one of the guys behind it. Nobody could figure out the author, you know, and I'm watching this, and I thought, these people are. But, you know, it's kind of like they felt they had an inside scoop on what was really going on in the government because of QAnon, and they, you know, just hung on every word of it. And I do think that mega group, you know, I find it strange that that's connected to Satanism. I find the lotus flower strange that he would give of all the gifts that he gave that. So what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to do a little bit more. Like I said, I've heard of the QAnon group because of the Capitol attacks.
Yeah.
But that's all I know. I mean, I know I just have superficial. When I mean superficial, I really mean superficial. So, but it's all very interesting. And, you know, Hugo, he doesn't talk just the talk.
Yeah. He has the proof behind it. Yes.
Yeah.
He has the pictures and the people.
Yeah, he has the documentation. You know, yeah, he has a built track record already, right? I mean,
he's
a guy you can basically, you know, trust. I mean, he's not a loopy guy.
Right.
He's not way out there.
Yeah.
And like he
no,
said, you know, why would he be talking about it if he's for it? Why would he be talking
right.
against it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's
the
all pretty interesting.
I think, you know, when the Bible lays out not to, you know, call a conspiracy what the world calls a conspiracy, that would be, to me, that would be QAnon, you see? Because you have a man back there, and we know about mind control. We know how they play these games. We did that with the media. We already did a
mm-hmm.
show on that about how the media, you know, flips things, how
yeah.
they're really for and then they're against. And you see that with what we've seen already in the news.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, they're, you know, with the COVID and all these things, we've seen this happen right before our eyes. Now, back to the Lotus.
Hold
I'm
on
just,
one minute. Keep talking. I got to take this call. Keep
okay.
talking.
Okay. So we're going to, after we talked about the Lotus there are some things that you can find, you know, in the complete dictionary of symbols about the Lotus. And both Bro and I have that book. So if we were to do a quick overview of that, the Lotus, some of the references involve the female anatomy. So, you know, I'll try to avoid that if possible. That's what I'm trying to avoid with these flower, you know, talking about this flower. So it's a flower with prolific meanings, particularly in the traditions of Egypt, India, China, and Japan. Its unique importance is based on both its decorative beauty and its radiating petals, which represent a divine source of life. My bro's talking back there. So I'm going to see, you know, just take a few parts of the description that I think are important. So in Egypt, it symbolizes the glory of the sun's own. Now, we just heard that about the glory of the sun in that song that came out. So it's about the glory of the sun's emergence. So, and it emerges from the water and the mud. It's a metaphor for creation, you know, and the symbols found, you know, in the solar and in the fertility gods and goddesses. So why people are giving this to other people, I have no idea. And why Trump would give this to the Pope would only lead me to believe that they know exactly what they're doing, that this is the New Age God, that they both may, you know, they both may worship, you know. So they believe also that the Upper Nile is the giver of life. So this is all paganism. That's in Egypt. And you have lotus wreaths, and they're for the dead. And that symbolizes rebirth. So it's a decorative funerary motive. It's for funeral. It symbolizes death and resurrection. So that's another meaning of it. In Hinduism, the sacred lotus grew from the navel of Vishnu. It's V-I-S-H-N-N-U, Vishnu. I'm not sure how that's pronounced. Giving birth as he sat in the water. He gave birth to another pagan god, you know, and that represents spiritual growth. Do you see, this is all paganism. That they've taken, twisted the word of God, created their own paganistic belief system, and this is what we're seeing today. So the lotus is also a symbol of what is divine and immortal in humanity, and also a symbol of perfection, both in Hindu and Buddhist, both the Hindus and the Buddhists. Is full of deities. They have tons of deities. The lotus is an attribute of sun and fire gods. So it symbolizes the realization of inner potential, like in yoga.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, which is basically
right.
the ability to harness the flow of energy through the chakras. So that's the enlightenment. You know, and it's a part of the spiritual unfolding, they believe. So this is all the spiritual new age. So, and it's important because the veneration of the lotus is more important in Buddhism because it represents the nature of Buddha himself. That's what
mm-hmm.
they say.
Right.
And is the image of the spiritual flowering of what? Knowledge. See how it's Gnostic? The whole thing's Gnostic.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
it can lead to a state of awakening. You know, and here we go. It's just a new age terminology for old age paganism. That's what it is.
Yes.
But in Egypt, the father of the Tibetan Buddhism, here, Alice Bailey, think, right, was said
right.
to have been discovered in the eighth year of, in the lotus, in the eighth year of his life. So in Chinese, it means a peace and harmony and prosperity,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's also fertility because they believe that you'd be blessed with many children. So we're going back to these fertility gods all the time. In the
yep.
Maya, it means rebirth. And so when someone says they're, you know, reborn, they could mean this. And I mean, you know, in the New Age. So
sure.
So
sure.
the idea, you know, a certain symbols have meaning, you know. And these are from people who study pagan religions. This is what they believe. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's important when they hand someone this in that religion, in that New Age religion. So, and what I found funny is he talked about the Greek mythology, and he talked about the lotus eaters, you know, and that sounded so familiar of what the Bible described as the tare, the plant, the tare,
mm-hmm.
you know, the sleepies. It makes them
yeah.
intoxicated.
Sure.
You see,
absolutely.
I connected that. It makes them intoxicated, unwilling, lazy, not wanting to study, do anything, you know, drunk effect. That was
right.
called, in the Greek mythology, that was called the lotus eater. But biblically, that's a tear. So
right.
I found that interesting. So, you know, and the QAnon conspiracy, that's another thing. So, but it would be interesting to look that guy up and see what that conspiracy in the 80s is. I just didn't have time, but I
sure.
will do that he recommended. Okay, so we're going to audio two. Do you have a question?
No,
I've been rambling on here ever since you were
talking. I just want to make a comment because he mentioned that
okay.
guy that was that witch who was part of that satanic church, the Anton LaVey church.
Mm-hmm.
And in
yes.
the video, the guy had his eyebrows are curled up
yes.
like the goat's horn.
Yep.
So I
yep.
found that interesting.
You notice
so,
that the guy, yeah, that's that general that he's talking about. That
mm-hmm.
was wasn't he a general in the army?
Sure.
Or did he say the army? He was a general in the army. And yet when you look at him, you can see the goat horn
mm-hmm.
on his eyebrow.
Sure.
You know, and he actually has a picture of him in, I think it's with Anton LaVey, I think, the Church of Satanism. He has a picture of him, I think, with the same guy in that picture is the same general that you see or whatever he is. So you see him with Anton LaVey
sure,
of the
sure.
Church of Satan. So it's amazing how he found
absolutely.
That picture. I'll never know, but he has it. Okay, the next audio is 10 minutes long. It's called One and the Same. Now, in this audio, Hugo contends that these politicians are one and the same behind the scenes. So, you know, now if we looked at Revelation 17, 13 of the leaders and the king, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. So they have one purpose, is what the Bible's saying, and they give their power and authority to the beast. That's, you know, same thing is what's being said here. So what he says here does follow scripture, you know. I mean, scripturally, you could say, yes, that could happen. So, and one thing I want to remind you, I just want to say, remember, Hugo is British, and they have a different sense of humor in British, in Britain. So he may say some things that would be normal in England, but they can be a little risque, like last week, the Uranus.
Right.
It might not be normal here. We did find out where the Antichrist comes from anyway.
Sure.
So you might.
Absolutely.
Well, he's working. I think he's working on, you know, growth, maybe. Sanctification.
Yeah.
Oh, it takes time. It takes time. Sanctification.
Absolutely.
So you can play that.
All right, here it is.
Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks and another report documenting the pantomime, the theatre show they call the mainstream fake stream media. And today let's take a look at these pair of actors, these pair of puppet tyrants who are both playing the part of sworn enemies of opposing each other, dividing the public in order to create civil unrest, order out of chaos. And still, so many people don't see this. They are two cheeks of the same arse. They are two wings of the same bird, two sides of the same coin. Actors, these pair of puppet tyrants, who are both playing the part of sworn enemies, of opposing each other, dividing the public in order to create civil unrest, order out of chaos. And still, so many people don't see this. They are two cheeks of the same arse. They are, so many people don't see this. They are two cheeks of the same arse. They are two wings. Still, so many people don't see this. They are two cheeks of the same arse. They are two wings of the same bird, two sides of the same coin.
I'm sorry.
Please tell the people that you're playing that over, that he didn't just keep saying that over.
I'm sorry.
That's so British.
The same ass. They are two wings of the same bird, two sides of the same coin. They say what they're told. They pretend to be against one another. They hurl insults. Talk about how they were cheated, although those events were all set up in order to create the stage for now. They are all in on it. The media don't report the news. They're creating the public's consciousness, reshaping how they see the world with whatever fantasy they wish, so they can control you by your reactions to it. While they stand back on the stage and let their followers all go crazy hurling insults at one another, amplified also, not just by the mainstream, but by the fake alternative media as well. They are all one corrupting influence, working together, one and the same. So this story has been brewing for a while. Like any pantomime, we've got the, he's behind you, oh no he's not, all to engage you, yeah? They want audience participation, but this is not merely for entertainment. This is all about dividing society, whipping people up into a storm of frenzy to the point when eventually they're all fighting one another in the streets. They want to turn society into a mob, an unruly mob. And it's not a coincidence that mob, M-O-B, is the initials for Mark of Beast. This is the beast system, the
All right, so we're 2 minutes into the audio, so let's just pause it there and let's see if you have any comments.
Well, yeah, I'm just getting over it. Oh, I thought, don't keep playing that. They're going to think that he just kept saying that over and over. I thought we got by it at first. And then you I thought, oh, shoot, that went over. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't with him. Okay. Well, I don't really have anything yet to say. Is there anything
okay.
you have to say about this? I mean,
no.
What he's saying here is really simple. I mean, behind the scenes, he said they're all friends. They're working for the same cause. And, you know, in the open, it looks like they're opposing one another, but they're actually in it together. And I think Revelation 17:13 certainly goes along with that. You know, they all have one mind. And you know, even though they act like they dislike each other, I don't think they do. I really think that this is a part of the agenda. And I'm going to say, like, even today, I know I was watching the English news when the Queen died, and they said, well, when just before she died, they said that Joe Biden contacted Donald Trump, and they both send their condolences, you know, and prayers. So, you know, right
yeah.
away they mentioned, so they said both presidents, you know, so he got a hold of Trump right away.
Right,
and they act like they really hate each other. But, you know, sometimes I wonder.
Sure.
And someone also said somebody was concerned about her mental state. Like they weren't sure that she was dying or going to die. And they said, well, you know, even if her mental state deteriorates, we have to have a leader. You know, maybe something, they were guessing.
Right.
And somebody said, she's still better off than President Biden in the United States.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what they felt. Oh, and I thought, you know, here we go. You know, so
mm-hmm.
they said, you know, at least she was, at 96, she was more together. That's what they were saying.
Sure.
But, you know, at the end of the day, this is what he contends. And I think
mm-hmm.
the Bible supports that. They do join together. Yes, there's opposition. We know there's opposition with these leaders. We know, you know, that they're going to, it's going to dwindle down. You know, the leaders are not, they don't remain 10. You know, we understand that. And, but I think that, you know, it's feasible.
Right.
You know, what he's
mm-hmm.
saying. So,
yeah.
What do you say? Do you think?
I think that Biden and the Republicans are in the same team.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Trump is.
Okay.
Only because Trump has been sued 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
And even now,
point.
Even now with all of this FBI, you know, raiding his home,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to prevent him from running.
Right.
So,
it's a good point. It's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. And as I state, and now again, I don't think there's much difference between Biden and the Republicans. The rhinos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the rhinos, right? I'm talking about the
right.
people who have already sold out the country. You
mm-hmm.
take, for example, Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is a sissy man. I even think he's
mm-hmm.
gay, if I'm not I could be wrong, but somebody
yeah.
asked him,
yeah.
you know. So anyway, Lindsey Graham will jump on any boat as long as he can take the ride.
Yeah, as long as he can
so,
float.
You know, yeah, he'll yeah. you know. But I know for a fact that Republicans hate Trump. I know the Bushes hate Trump, and they're in the same party, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's a lot of they're never Trump or Republicans who hate Trump. So
mm-hmm.
Trump is stacked against the world.
Mm-hmm.
When he met with the EU leaders, they hated his guts. They laughed at him. Germany, Canada, all those people, you
mm-hmm.
know. So Trump is basically on an island by himself. Now, whether Trump is seeking the help of Satan, whether MAGA, you know, really means, you know, the
mm-hmm.
fifth order or the
mm-hmm.
fifth highest order of witchcraft,
yeah.
you know, that in my mind still needs to be, I need to see a connection between, you know, the because, like, look, for example, we use the term born again. We use mm-hmm. it a certain way, and then the occultists use it a certain way. Well, we're
Correct.
Both using the terms. Now,
yeah.
just because we both use the term doesn't mean we're both on the same side.
Right.
So Trump can be using MAGA, Make America Great Again. Now, it could be code for the witchcraft. I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it can't be. I just need more
yeah.
proof, right, to making that connection.
Yeah.
But when I look at Trump today and all the people that are after him, like, for example, the New York State Attorney General is trying to
mm-hmm. –
she's suing Trump. I mean, he's got so many lawsuits in so many different states where they're trying to prove criminality because
right.
they don't want him to run again. He's
mm-hmm.
not—he's not cut out of the same cloth with the rhinos. He's not, you know, cut out of the same, because the rhinos. Think about this: the rhinos and Biden, they all wanted the Gulf War. Trump said, "You're stupid
mm-hmm.
if you want that." Under Trump, there was nobody spend money on the military because nothing was used up. He didn't cause any wars.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now Biden, you look at Biden, Biden is giving the Ukraine billions after billions after billions, and he's not giving them the money. Notice what they're giving them. They're giving them the weapons. So what does
yeah.
that do? What does that do for the weapons manufacturer? It keeps them in business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not in the war. We're not in the war, but we're supplying somebody in the war with the weaponry. Well, that weaponry gets
mm-hmm.
destroyed, so it keeps the the industrial complex, the military industrial complex, it keeps it producing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, so the rhinos and all these people, they're all for the Ukraine. Whereas Trump said,
yeah.
"No, we're not going to fight. We're not fighting anybody's wars. We're not doing this. We're not."
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't. Now, again, I'm not saying this because I'm a Trumper. Oh, look at him!
Yeah,
he's for Trump.
Know.
No, I never said that. I'm not for Trump. I'm for Jesus.
Yeah.
Because
that's
there's
right.
no politician that's going to get us out. But I, you know, even Hillary Clinton went on The View yesterday, and she was talking about how Trump needs to be prosecuted, Trump broke the law, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I always see this guy, everybody's throwing rocks at him.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's trying to get rid of him, even the people from his own party. So I don't
right.
think they're two cheeks from the same, you know what.
Well,
I pulled up
the hierarchy in the Church of Satan, and it does say that. You know, I pulled up their sheet, their membership
right.
sheet, just
no,
to take
listen.
A look at what he was saying. And the MAGA is the fifth degree. The
right. No, I don't doubt that. Yeah, for example,
when
you read in Acts chapter 8, you read about
mm-hmm.
Simon Magus, who bewitched
mm-hmm.
the entire city of Samaria. Simon
yeah.
Magus.
Yeah.
Magus
that is also
is
Mega.
Witch. It's part of the witchcraft, right? So
yeah.
I'm not Mega denying that
Magus
yeah,
too,
I'm not,
by the way.
Yeah, I'm not denying I'm not denying that the word doesn't have a connection. I'm just
mm-hmm.
saying that, for example, if you and I run for office,
mm-hmm.
and you and I decide to use Make America Great Again, I don't want people to think that I'm a warlock. I
right.
just simply believe in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if
mm-hmm.
I use the term born again and the Jehovah's Witnesses use the term born again, it doesn't mean we're on the same
right.
team. It doesn't mean we're
yeah.
on the same. So that's why I'm saying I need a little bit more evidence. I need a smoking gun.
Yeah.
I need for there
yeah.
to be an audio where Trump says, praise Satan. Then I can say,
mm-hmm.
okay, now I know. Now, the fact that he's
yeah.
got these fake preachers on his team, like Paula White,
mm-hmm.
and Robert Jeffries and all those David, exactly. So I'm not discounting, you know, where there's a little smoke, there's some fire. There's some fire. So I
just
want a little bit more. Yeah, I want more evidence.
Yeah. Well, I honestly hope you're right, because that would make me feel better. If you're right, I will be happy, you know, really be happy about that. So, and I would agree with you.
Yeah, because I told you, if you remember, I said, if Trump wins again, they're going to kill him. They're going to, why? Because he's stopping that global agenda.
Right.
Trump stopped it. So he's not on the same team with these other guys.
Right. But he did come out with, he's the one that brought the vaccine out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we gotta
and
consider
he did
that
because
you
he's,
know?
Right. And of course he did that because, again, his government is just infiltrated.
Yeah.
Listen,
that could be.
He's got people in Mar-a-Lago who are supposed to be his Secret Service. And what are they doing?
Uh-huh.
They're ratting them out.
Right.
Right. He's got people on the inside already ratting them out. Well, he knows he's got moles in his organization.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that.
Right.
So why does this guy have so much? Why do they hate him so much? Why, you know, why does everybody, you know, if they're on the same team? Because if you look at Bush 43 and Obama, those guys kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Bush 43 and Obama, they kiss.
Yeah.
They leave each other little notes. You're my buddy, you're my pal, you're my ace kum boom, you know, but Bush 43, he can't stand Trump. He can't stand him. So that's what I mean.
You're just waiting for the link here. But I do know the Bible said that they are all in, have one mind. So are we at that point yet? That's the question. You know, that's going to be the question. Are we at the point that they're grouping in these leaders? That's going to, you know, time will tell.
Look, England, Canada, Australia, the United States, NATO, they're all of one mind. They're all of one mind.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
So, the only ones in opposition right now is Russia. China's not of one mind. China wants to be the ultimate superpower. Russia wants to be so there's a few. You look at the Green New Deal. France, England, United States, when Obama was in charge, right? All those people were of one mind. They were of one mind until Trump came in, and then he blew things up.
Right.
And from the moment
I cannot deny that things were good when he was in. I cannot deny that. And I can honestly say that I supported him, really supported him when he was there. However, I'm looking biblically at what's coming down, and I think, well, somewhere here, these people are uniting. And when you see the world gathering together under that green, you know, the green energy plan.
Sure.
Under Agenda 2030, you see everybody joining together. Now, today is
That's
a victory
why.
Day, and I hate to say that for Charles, but that
right.
causes him. This will cause England to move forward. And I think
Absolutely.
That it took her death. You know, if you think about it, remember the heresy in the church. There was a lot of heresy in the church. But it didn't explode, and for some reason, until Billy Graham died. Now, Billy Graham was heretical in the end. I mean, you know, he was kumbaya with everybody. But you think about it, it really broke loose after his death. You know, it was like, I mean, it really got bad after that. Not that it wasn't bad, but I mean, the new things like Bethel, you know, we're talking about.
Right.
The spiritual things come in. So, you know, I don't know. Members of the priesthood, it says, make up the council of nine, which is the ruling mm-hmm. body of the organization appointed by and responsible for the high priest or priestess. Let me see. Members of the priesthood are people of accomplishment in the real world. They have mastered skills and have won peer recognition, which is how they attain their position. As above, so below. That's satanic. Mm-hmm. They are,
right.
And who says that? Steve Furtick, what's his name? Oh, a bunch of them do anyway. I can't think of it
right
now. Rick Warren says that.
Mm-hmm.
They are movers and shakers
mm-hmm.
who are the core of our movement. Well, expected to be experts in communicating and our philosophy, they are not required to speak on our behalf, and they may even choose to keep their affiliation and rank secret in order to better serve their personal goals,
mm-hmm.
as well as those of our organization. This is the Church of Satan. Thus, you may even, as a member, encounter members of the priesthood and not even know it. I thought that was interesting.
Sure.
And one of their logos, if you have to ask how much it is to belong to this, you can't afford it. That's one of the logos they use.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard pastors say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's the registered member, that's no degree, active member, first degree, witch, warlock, second
mm-hmm.
degree, priestess, priest, third degree, magistra or magister, that's fourth degree, maga or magus,
mm-hmm.
that's fifth degree. That's the highest
right.
degree.
Right.
Okay. But we will see. Like I said, bro, with this, you know, with everything, it takes time. But he's pointing something out here that he sees as a red flag. So we'll see if it manifests that way. That's the whole point,
well,
isn't it?
I mean,
it does.
Yeah, it doesn't help Trump's defense that he's giving the Pope a lotus plant. I mean,
right.
you know, it, so
yeah.
you know, when I do a ledger and I put pros and cons, I say,
yeah.
you know, Trump, that was kind of stupid of you giving
yeah.
the Pope this New Age emblem. Why
yeah.
would you give the Pope, right? I mean, so it is what it is.
Well, for me, the vaccine push was a hard. And when he said something that bothered me, when they were debating each other, which was not really a debate because Trump just blew him out of the water, you know, when they did their debates.
Right.
Their one debate or whatever it was for 5 minutes. Trump said, I'm for the V plan. He's for the W plan. I've yet to figure out what the V plan and the W plan is. I haven't researched that enough. But that bothered
right.
me, that statement. And that's what Trump
mm-hmm.
said. He said, you know, so maybe I'm just, you know, I'm overly cautious, but I just don't trust any man, you know, at the end of the day.
Right.
The Bible
sure.
says trust no man. I
mm-hmm.
agree with that. So, but we can't really, like you said, though, time will tell with this. It just is one of those things. I mean, when the red flags, there's so many red flags we can't ignore sometimes, you know, we have to look at that.
Yeah.
So
and
there have been
the
a few
thing,
red flags for me.
Yeah, and the other thing is that Satan could say to Trump, like he said to Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, I can give you
yep.
all these kingdoms. So then Trump could say, I want to be president again. I'll do whatever it takes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You just, you know, yeah.
We
you
don't
just,
know.
You know.
That's the trouble because we're not, you know, it's still in the process here of just everything's narrowing down. You see what I'm saying? We're getting to that point. We're watching things as
mm-hmm.
they happen in real time. And we're saying, wait a minute. It's just like when COVID came, you know, I know you and I talked, and I said, well, wait a minute. Is this the COVID in the Bible? is this a disease or a pestilence or, you know, a pandemic in the Bible? Or is this something that's made up?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something
right.
they're doing, or is this something biblically, you know? So it's not a matter of just jumping on anything. I know you and I, we really thought about that, you
mm-hmm.
know? Well, what else did it go with? People were being captured. You see,
yeah.
people were being held. So we saw, okay, that happened first. You know, I mean, they did this. We followed the order of it. And if we follow the order, the next thing, which I can see happening very easy, is people at odds to the point that they kill one another. I can see that happening.
Yeah.
You know, you could see how that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with all these agendas and things. So it's just a matter of following the scripture, I think. And time will tell, you know, who's
yeah.
the good guy. Because eventually, a lot of people, he's not going to, Satan comes as an angel of light. We have to remember that, you know. He
mm-hmm.
appears as that and then turns. So that would go along with what you said, that, you know, he could flip one day and just say, yeah, I want all the kingdoms
sure.
of the world. You know?
Sure.
So we're just open yet about things, and he's presented something that causes us to think and to research.
Absolutely.
And that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. And they may not be two cheeks of the same ass, but
yeah.
he seems to think they are. Well, I know Britain is. So. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
Here's
all
more.
Right.
Galilean dialect, okay, is the devil's most powerful tool. It's a tool that is employed by communists to tear down law-based, capitalistic, democratic societies that grant the right to private ownership of property and replace them with communist ones, where they take your property away. Really useful for enslaving people to a beast system, and a technocratic one at that. This is a great deception. It's happening everywhere, but very much in the USA. And part of it is to turn the gullible and their followers into beasts, into unruly mobs attacking one another. They're stoking the fire, turning you into animals, into beasts, to be processed by the beast system. That's the idea anyway. And then at some point, when this happens all across the world to numerous governments, when it all collapses, they can use that as an excuse for a one-world government, okay? So here we see a couple of days ago, Joe Biden. Joe Biden goes all in against Trump and MAGA Republicans. Biden, in some speech, accused Trump and MAGA people of being extremists that threaten the very foundation of America. So it's the yin and the yang, Trump and Biden, all sworn enemies, and you must choose your side. No, you don't. It's all crap. Also, what's interesting is the use of the word extremists with MAGA. And with this, we can also see the anti-Christian agenda being worked in here as well. As I was talking about in my last video about the tattoo stories and how in the future we might see an anti-Christian agenda worked into the media propaganda. Now, MAGA, of course, as I've said on here before, which in Latin means witch, is also the fifth degree of high priest in the Church of Satan. MAGA is the Trump QAnon, Reawaken America crowd, movement, whatever you want to call it. But in the back rooms, they're all the same, the Democrats, the Republicans. This is all a show. They're all playing their part to get the public where they want them to be, okay? Just as the Joe Biden signed an executive order back in March for a cryptocurrency-like digital dollar, on the other side, you have people like Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, promoting their own digital blockchain cryptocurrency on InfoWars, yeah, which is supposed to be the opposition, okay? Now, while there are slight differences, they are both pushing their followers into accepting, into adopting digital currencies and digital wallets. They're both sides of the same coin. And MAGA, they push the whole Christian thing. I would say they pretend to have a Christian outlook in order to attract that crowd. This is the great deception. They push this a lot at the Reawaken American rallies. I talked about this in my videos Trump New Age Doctor Network, and then in the Aquarian Agenda Luciferian New Age Doctors Part 2 video at these rallies, which are sponsored by MAGA funders and supporters of Trump. They talk about Christian values, yet many of the anti-jab doctors are associated with New Age organizations like the Academy of Divine Knowledge, which promote meditation, shamans, astral projection, and aliens. I also pointed out that they are, you know, anti-jab, yet appearing at rallies that are clearly pro-Trump. Made this statement 3 months ago. Nobody could answer the question. Trump calls himself the father of the vaccine. And people say, no, he didn't. Yes, he did.
I guess in a certain way I'm the father of the vaccine because I was the one that pushed it. You know, to get it done in less than 9 months was a miracle. Fauci said it would take 3 to 5 years. He thought it was something that just wouldn't be that effective because it would take so long to get.
Then, of course, you had General Flynn, Trump's...
Yeah, I mean, that's a fact. I mean, the vaccine did not come into existence under Biden. When Biden came to office that January, it was a few weeks later that the vaccine was available because Trump pushed it for 9 months.
Yep.
So, you know, he's the one who did it was called Project Warp Speed.
Yeah.
But again, it's for example, Obama left us no ventilators, none. Right.
Right.
What did Trump do? He made all the companies start making ventilators, and then they started sending them around the world. When Cuomo was saying we don't have any hospital beds, Trump took a whole ship and turned it into a floating hospital, which Cuomo never used.
They didn't use it, did they?
Right?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So
yeah.
Right. So Trump did a lot of things quickly and magnificently because he's a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And for business people like yourself, you own the business. You know, when there's an order to be filled, boy, you better be quick or your clients, your customers are going to be really mad and they're going to find someone else to fill that order.
That's
so
right.
But in the government today, you have so much bureaucracy and it takes so long to get anything done. And that's the difference between Trump and all these other clowns.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course Trump is the
father. I mean, I got to agree with you on all that. I agree with you on all that.
Right.
You see
now,
where I'm
now,
at? It makes it difficult to listen to because I agree. I mean, you know, some of these audios that he does because I felt so different or, you know, what I'm saying at one time. But as, you know, I just kind of keep my eyes and ears open
to
what's
too.
Going on.
Because here's a perfect example. Trump made that vaccine in 9 months. I never got it. I never took it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't care how
Me
fast.
Either.
I don't care. I don't care who made it. I wasn't taking it. So,
that's right.
You know, and again, that just goes to show I'm not a Trump zombie. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That everything Trump says and everything he does, you know, I'm all for, amen. I'm following Trump to the gates of hell, blah, blah. No, I'm not. Because, again, I'm a follower of Christ. But at
See, that would be
time,
Omega. They would follow him to the gates of hell. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the
exactly.
kind of difference between the Omega. They're totally obsessed with it.
Right.
Can we give him credit for everything that was good that under his leadership? Absolutely. There were a lot of good things. I mean, I had no complaints at all with him. And I don't.
Sure.
I mean, you know, and he left. I had no complaints. I felt that, you know, there was something shady over that election. I still do,
right.
I think. But at the end of the day, I still keep my eyes, you know, on the Bible and my ears open.
Sure.
To see, because I know one of the biggest things is that if it were possible, even the elect could be deceived. You know, if it's possible, if it were possible. Excuse me.
And that's because
possible,
the elect doesn't read the Bible. That's why so many of them get deceived, because they're not in the book.
Exactly.
Right?
So
that's why we gotta be in the book, and then we gotta think, we gotta use our coconuts, we have to reason, and all right. So
So I appreciate that, because we take these things, and we don't take them as gospel, because we already have the gospel. What we do is think through these things and talk about, okay, is this biblical? Could this happen? You know, biblically, you know, is this moving in this direction? And that's the way we do it. And that's, you know, what I like about that. So, it's great.
All right, here's more.
Okay.
National Security Advisor for Trump as president and a regular at Reawaken America tours. He was reading out the invocation of the seven rays of light at one of these events, which is linked to the Lucis Trust, Lucifer Publishing, connected with the United Nations, Saint Germain, the Ascended Masters, and all of that nonsense. And most of the audience thought they were talking about Christian values, but they weren't. This is your false light that goes along with your great deception. So anyway, my point is the Hegelian dialect is now setting up the MAGA as an extremist Christian movement, as can be seen by Biden stating that they are extremists. And you can see how if certain things happen in the future, maybe a staged event, this dynamic can be then used to push an anti-Christian agenda some more, framing them as extremists, as I was talking about in the last video, which in turn fits in with end times scripture. Now, in my opinion, this is all about corrupting and antagonizing the public with this left-right people in power controlled opposition, trading insults, acting up in front of the cameras and staging events, all to provoke possibly a civil war, maybe to bring in martial law and get those guns off of the people, because they want to do that. That's for sure in the US. This is the beast system playing both sides, antagonizing those that believe what they are seeing, who buy into the pantomime on the TV, on the Black Mirror, the show that is channeled through your scrying devices, whipping the public into a spellbounded storm. So they become vessels of chaos. I mean, we hear the word freedom used a lot. But what about free will? Because it's your free will which is that which separates you from the animals. Free will is what you use to control yourself. You're not controlled by your instincts like a dog who can't stop himself chasing a female dog in season. You're not an animal. You have free will. You can choose to be a good person. You can choose to be a bad person. You can control your instincts with free will. What this beast system wants to do is to remove, to take away your free will. It wants to turn you into an animal, into a beast, into an unruly mob. That's why they are using the left-right Hegelian dialect to play the public, to antagonize them, to provoke them. So they start to behave like an unruly mob. Behave like animals, behave like beasts, therefore fitting in to a future beast system. So they then will tag you, monitor you, track you like cattle, like animals.
They're going to do that no matter what. You know, in the American Revolution, if you remember, there was a flag. It had a rattlesnake on it, and the flag said, "Don't tread on me."
Yes,
right.
I think it's the Marines still use that or something. Is it the Marines? I think so. I'm not sure. But go ahead.
And so the idea is that if you don't flex your muscle, these people are going to run all over you. It's like the bully in school who wants to take your lunch money. If you don't stand up to your bully, you just can't surrender.
Right.
I've seen movies where, for example, I watched the Zodiac killer movie. And the Zodiac, he goes to the second couple, and they're both, this couple, they're lying down on the blanket and they're reading, he's reading a book, the guy's reading a book, and the girl's reading the book. And the Zodiac mm-hmm. comes over and says to the guy, says he's got a gun, supposedly the gun is loaded, blah, blah, blah. And he says to the girl, here's this rope, tie your boyfriend's hands behind his back. Now, mm-hmm. the moment you let your girlfriend tie your hands, and then the Zodiac ties her hands, what do you think the Zodiac's going to do?
Right.
So
I already know
what
he would do.
Right. So right. So he made them both lie down on the grass face down, and he stabbed them both in the back until they died.
Right. Right.
So the thing is, you know, listen, you're going to die whether the guy shoots you or whether you let him tie your hands behind your back and he stabs you. The thing is,
mm-hmm.
you have a fighting chance if you don't let him tie your hands
right.
behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing here. If we don't fight
yeah.
back, if you don't fight back now in Michigan with your governor's election coming up, and you don't go to
mm-hmm.
the polls and you don't vote, guess who's going to win again? Whitmer.
Yeah.
Whitmer's going to win.
She steals
right?
it, that's all. She just
exactly.
steals it.
Exactly. yeah, so and I'm not calling her Whitmer. Somebody started calling her Whitmer, right?
Yes.
So
exactly.
and see, so there's a fighting chance. Not every
yes.
everything's not on the same side. I can see in his mind why. Yes, eventually. Listen, eventually, this is a losing battle. We know Antichrist
yeah.
is going to show up. We know Antichrist
mm-hmm.
is going to have his way. There's no stopping that. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that. There's no stopping the Antichrist. The Antichrist
right.
is going to rise to power. Satan is going to give him all authority. Antichrist is going to persecute the church. We're going to
mm-hmm.
be in the Great Tribulation. We all know that already. This Hugo isn't telling us anything new. We know
right.
that if you don't take the mark of the beast, there's only two groups, the group who takes the mark and the group who doesn't take the mark. That's it.
Correct.
So,
but what you're saying is that why we still can fight and why we still
to.
Can do things. We have to.
You have
I
to.
I get that.
You have to.
Yes.
You have. Look.
I get
look,
that.
They gave us all this free money. They gave people free money, right? The checks.
Mm-hmm.
They told people stay home.
Yes.
We're going to send you money. Okay. So how does the government get that money back? Well, they jack up everything.
Mm-hmm.
They jacked up
exactly.
all the prices. So that's how they got
yeah.
your money back.
Yeah.
You thought they were helping you out when really they were just
oh.
robbing you blind.
That's right.
Because nothing,
that's
nothing's
right.
for free. Nothing's for free. Nothing.
Yeah. That free money you thought you, that people thought or felt that they were getting free money, well, their rent went up and then their gas went up and their taxes went up and yeah, you
right.
see what I'm saying? So
right.
they're paying it back in a different way.
Right.
And more people.
Exactly. And they just signed another bill, right? Where
mm-hmm.
Biden and his group last week, they signed another bill and now they want so many billions of dollars. And guess what they're doing now? They're bringing the immigrants over. All of these immigrants,
mm-hmm.
free hotel, free food, free medical, free
yeah.
everything. When is it going to end for those people? When is the free going to end? Never. Why? Because
Never.
The Democrats want those votes.
Yes, that's
they want
right.
those
that's
votes.
Future voters.
There
They're
you
getting
go.
Rid of the people who oppose them.
There
I mean,
you go.
You and I said a long time ago, we're going to get it from both sides. It doesn't matter. You know, one way or another.
Sure.
It's either going to have lawlessness, and then we could have martial law on one end. You know?
That's it.
Either way, the Christians are going to get it one way or another. But it's
either
a matter
way.
Of getting there right now, why we can do
either.
Things. You
either
know?
Way.
Why we can still stand. We need to stand. You
right.
know? Why we
because
can't.
Here's the thing. Out of all those preachers that would meet with Trump in his office, you and I call all those preachers wolves.
Yes.
So it's not really a Christian movement because real Christians aren't involved in it. I'm not involved
right.
in that.
No,
I wasn't supporting
no.
that, right?
No, that's a witchcraft movement.
exactly.
Yeah.
With false prophecies
mm-hmm.
and calling angels from Africa, right, and all that nonsense. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's Hugo. We got 2 minutes on Hugo.
Okay.
I think more people are waking up now to this pantomime. They are now seeing how this is a show, how all of these people and organizations on both sides are linked and working together. Let's hope so anyway, because this isn't about collective hive mind mentality. This is about everyone individually having to come to terms that the system is rigged on both sides, all around you. And it's trying to engage you to join the New World Order and to avoid this entanglement. The need is to really to completely disconnect from all of this white noise, or at least realize that it's 99% provocation and threats. Don't let them fill your hearts with fear and hatred so that you become detached from your free will and become uncontrollable like a beast. This is what they are goading the people to become. Okay? As always, thanks for listening.
Great video by Hugo.
I think he did a good job. He's still in sanctification process, though.
Of course. You know, he's new in the Lord.
We all are.
Well, one quick thing
that was said there about the Hegelian dialect, you know, Hegel used that, too, and that was George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel there. And that means a synthetic solution to these conflicts can't be introduced unless those being manipulated take a side that will advance the predetermined agenda. That's in Marxism. So what he said is a part of Marxism. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Are you still there?
I'm here. Absolutely.
Okay, I've had enough. I'm gone.
Yeah. No. Listen, it's absolutely, and that's why again that's why we define these terms because we want to make mm-hmm. sure that we're on the same page and know what these guys are talking about.
Absolutely,
that's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Great show as always. Great show, and so you have the
last
word and. Hopefully I'll have an update for everybody on the rat next Wednesday and Thursday. Wish me happy
hunting.
Well,
we're hoping you have one tonight, maybe on your, when you do your teaching. You have a teaching tonight. Maybe by tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, whatever it is that's in there does not start his antics until midnight. So he doesn't do anything when the light is on. So
the running.
You have the last word.
Okay. Well, have a great day. That is my last word. Have a great day. And please do your own research on this. It's amazing when you do that. So we'll see you next week. Bye.
These are the last days. These are the days we need him the most. Our chances are slim now. Narrow's the way not chosen by most. This could be our last call. There's no tomorrow for holding on to. So let's hold on to the truth. Perilous times have come. There's already those in tribute. creation. The fullness of times won't be long. Lovers of self more than lovers of God. And there's pride in the hearts of everyone. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as he overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as he overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. These are the last days, and we've been condemned by our own disregard for what inhabits our hearts. We're neither hot nor cold, but in our own eyes the temperature's right. Somehow we're living just right. We claim we have need of nothing, and yet we are poor, naked, wretched, and blind. We must be out of our minds.